talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Down the street, got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was one of my favorite bands, Zach Brown Band, with Homegrown, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up two weekends from now, January 26th through the 28th, at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, also at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Garden State Tile in downtown Charleston, and we'll be talking with Steel Trotter with Garden State Tile, also Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield, Marty Uchzen with CertaPro Painters of Charleston, and Jim Clark with Charleston Bath Experts, and finally, Anna Jensen with Max Strix Kids Furniture. Well, I mentioned the Charleston Home and Design Show happening two weekends from now, and boy, have we got a lot planned for you. I'm going to just take a couple minutes and give you a quick rundown. One of the things that we have been embracing more and more are the free seminars and lectures that that we're offering at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we've got the Charleston team that was responsible for the renovation of a historic home in downtown Charleston, which is going to be featured on This Old House on PBS. And we're going to be we're going to have a free lecture featuring custom builder Mark Regalbuto with Renew Urban Charleston, and also architect Bill Huey of Bill Huey and Associates. And they're going to tell you everything, what it was like to work with Kevin O'Connor and Tom Silva and the entire This Old House crew, and what to expect when This Old House Charleston episodes premiere in April of this year. And of course, it's free. We've also got two of Charleston's leading architects who are going to be delivering a free lecture, and it's all part of our Inside the Architect's Mind, and you'll be able to see and hear insightful digital slideshows of architect-designed homes by the architects themselves. We've also got a number of other free seminars happening. We've got Lessons in Decorating, Common Interior Designer Mistakes to Avoid by interior designer Bobby Joe Ingleby, Lessons from an Outdoor Living Project, Lessons from Building a Luxury Custom Home, Lessons in Organizing from the National Association of Professional Organizers. And that Lessons from is kind of a theme we're doing, as you could tell, at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And all of these seminars, completely free, All you have to do is just go to our website, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. We've got free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. We've got $2 after 2 p.m. admission on Saturday and Sunday. And on Saturday, be one of the first 200 families to pay that $2 after 2 o'clock admission fee on Saturday, and we're going to give you a free Charleston Tervis tumbler from the Charleston Tervis shop in downtown Charleston. And on Sunday, be one of the first 200 families to pay that $2 admission after 2 p.m. on Sunday, and be one of the first 200 families, and we're going to give you a free Sweetgrass keychain valued at $20 from Coastal Touch in Mount Pleasant. We've also got free interior design consultations where you can sit with a professional interior designer and help you solve whatever design dilemma you may have. We're giving away five $2,000 home improvement prize packages. Boy, we've got a lot going on. Visit charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com for all the information you need. And have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Garden State Tile, located at 519 East Bay Street in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Steele Trotter with Garden State Tile. How are you doing, Steele?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Steele, take a moment and tell everybody about Garden State Tile.
Garden State Tile is a local tile showroom that specializes in Italian porcelain tile, and we also have natural stone as well as concrete, glass. Anything you could think of, we have.
Gotcha. Garden State Tile, you're fairly new to Charleston,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
How long have you
been here? It'll be 2 years this summer.
2 years, yep. In summer 2018?
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
But Garden State Tile, you folks have locations all
yes,
over?
Yes, all over. The other closest location is Savannah, and we're going to be opening up another showroom in Columbia here in the next couple months, and then we have showrooms up north as well.
Okay, good deal. Well, for our listeners who have not had a chance to visit Garden State Tile yet, can you kind of take us on a virtual tour of your showroom? Because I just walked around,
right.
and you've got an amazing showroom,
yeah,
here at Garden State Tile.
It's definitely deceiving when you drive by. It doesn't look as large as it actually is. So when you come in, we've got a great vignette at the front with a fireplace that shows a beautiful porcelain tile. As you're walking through, you'll see different vignettes that we've set up, some with a natural stone, some with a porcelain tile, but they're all kind of working vignettes where they have showers or bathtubs and sinks. We also have a really cool outdoor area where we showcase our 2CM porcelain tile, which is kind of like a high, thick paver that's meant to go outside. Instead of using a natural stone, it's a porcelain tile, so it's very impervious to the elements. And then we have a full working kitchen with some great backsplash tile on display. We have a conference room where we have different samples that people can check out and look at. So it's a beautiful, large showroom.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have customers who take a look at one of the vignettes here at Garden State Tile and say, that's exactly what I want?
Absolutely. All the time.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, we want this whole package, put it together for us, and we do that. Yeah.
Well, I can relate because there are virtually infinite possibilities when it comes to tile,
mm-hmm.
and that can be a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you narrow it down?
Right. So, yeah, it's good to have these displays because clients can come in and, say, we want this whole package, and, it makes it easier for them instead of having to go through samples and samples.
Right. Are there certain types of tile that you keep in stock always?
Yeah, we keep majority of the tiles in our showroom in stock, whether it's in our Savannah warehouse or in one of our many warehouses up north. So really the turnaround time, if it's up north is 7 to 10 days. If it's in Savannah, we could have it up here the next day. And that's majority of the tile in our showroom.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. What are you seeing in terms of trends these days?
Trends? I think concrete tiles are really big right now.
What do those look like?
Ours are little 8x8 squares. They also come in a hexagon as well, but you can see them in really vibrant colors, also black and white. Concrete tiles are really big. It's just a huge trend. I've been seeing it in all of the magazines and Pinterest, and we have a really huge selection of those, and they can also be customized. We have like different color chips that you can choose from, you know, to kind of create your own colors and patterns.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, everyone's heard of porcelain tile mm-hmm. and ceramic tile, natural stone. I don't think I've ever heard of concrete tile.
Mm-hmm.
How does it wear compared to, you know, porcelain or
ceramic? Yeah, I mean, you have to take care of it more so than a porcelain, of course, because it still is like a natural stone in a sense. So, you know, I don't recommend putting it outside or in a shower, but you could certainly use it in a bathroom, in an entryway, in a laundry room. You just need to seal it when it's installed and, you know, maybe seal it a year or so after that.
With what are the advantages of concrete tile? I mean, everyone knows what to expect. Porcelain tile,
right.
it's kind of usually it's a through body so that mm-hmm. if you chip it, it's, mm-hmm. it's you're not going to see that orange, you know, interior of the tile.
Right.
Ceramic's been around forever.
Right.
Why would someone choose concrete tile?
Well, I think just because of the colors and the patterns that are out there right now, you really can't get that look with a porcelain. So I think it's more about the look than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So something different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not everyone's not the same. Some people want something completely different that,
right.
that no one's ever going
right.
to see again. Or,
right.
And others just make it look good.
Right. And then, you know, there is some maintenance to the concrete where there isn't to the porcelain. So that's something that a client needs to know up front. And so maybe they don't want any maintenance, so we direct them to a porcelain mm-hmm. tile.
Is there if someone were to ask you what type of tile does Garden State Tile specialize in?
Right, I would definitely say porcelain and Italian porcelain mm-hmm. is really our bread and butter and our specialty.
Is there a particular look with the types?
I mean,
tile?
We do all sorts of different looks. There's a slate look that's been really popular. Also, you know, getting that natural stone look. We have a couple different lines here that are porcelain, but that look like natural stone, and they look really good. So if someone comes in and they fall in love with the Carrera, or they have in their mind that they want a Carrera, but then we tell them all about the maintenance and the sealing, they kind of, you know, get freaked out about that. So we direct them to the porcelain, and it's a great alternative.
Mm-hmm. Besides you, Steele, are how many other designers are here at
There's,
Garden State Tile?
There's two other in-house designers, and then we have an outside commercial designer.
You're all going to hold the hands of a customer?
Absolutely. We will walk them through the whole process from start to finish.
Because a lot of people, they know what they... you know, they know what they like and but they don't know how to get there. And so
right.
What's the first step, usually asking them what the budget is for each
particular space?
Not
necessarily. Talking about money can be a touchy subject up front. I would ask them if they, you know, have any ideas, any colors, any pictures. Maybe they've been on Houzz or Pinterest and have, you know, some pictures saved on their phone or printed some pictures out. You know, if they haven't, you know, gotten that far with their research, I would just start with the colors. You know, a lot of trends right now are also like all whites or grays. So starting with that, you know, can be helpful in just directing them in mm-hmm. to that category.
Is glass tile still popular?
It is. It is. You know, I don't know that that'll ever go away. And we've got a great line that's out in California called Oceanside, and they do some really beautiful glass and glass mosaics and really wonderful things.
Mm-hmm. I understand that Garden State Tile, you folks have just been awarded a line called Crossville.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. Crossville is manufactured in Crossville, Tennessee, which is like an hour outside of Nashville. So we're really thrilled to have this line, and it's pretty extensive. So we just found out the news a couple weeks ago. So our staff has been trying to go through the catalogs and the binders and learn all of the in and outs of this line. But we're thrilled. It's going to be great, and it's hopefully going to bring more business here. So.
And that's something that Crossville is a name that a lot of homeowners
a
would
lot
recognize.
Of people know, a lot of homeowners, a lot of designers, especially in the commercial world as well.
Well, just to give people kind of a landmark to look for when they're driving to Garden State Tile, you folks are right across East Bay Street from Moloff's Plumbing
yep.
Supply.
Yep, that's correct.
Do you get anyone who is picking out their fixtures at Moloff's walk across the street?
Absolutely, all the time, and vice versa. So it's pretty convenient. If you know you're doing a whole house, you can go pick out your plumbing and then come right over here and pick out your tile.
So do you? What's your view? Do you is tile more of a utilitarian product, or is tile should tile be used as art?
I personally think it should be used as art because there's just so many ways you can use it and make it interesting, and there's just so much out there too. So I think it's definitely a way to bring an aesthetic into a room.
So if someone said, a customer said, I want something really artsy, make a statement for my backsplash or mm-hmm. something, that's something you and the other designers would be
oh,
able
yeah.
to help them with?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good
absolutely.
Deal. Well, that's what people want. They
yes.
need assistance when it comes to tile.
And we are here.
Well, how can folks get more information about Garden State Tile?
You can give us a call at 843-872-3766 or visit our website at gstile.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Steel Trotter with Garden State Tile, and thanks so much to Garden State Tile for hosting today's radio show. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Garden State Tile, located at 519 East Bay Street in downtown Charleston, right across from Moloff's Plumbing. And now we're talking with Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Dan.
Good. Kevin, take a moment and tell everybody about Mosquito Shield.
Well, we are a residential mosquito control company. We do commercial also, primarily residential. We pretty much, in a nutshell, we come out to your house. There's nothing you have to buy as far as equipment goes, nothing to maintain. We do all the work. We use a backpack blower. Our products are all natural, organic extracts primarily. We do use a small control product to kill adult mosquitoes.
Uh-huh.
We're on your property on average about every 2 weeks. So we're out a little more often than most of our other services out there. We have a free respray policy also. So if you have a breakthrough and mosquitoes coming back in, you just give us a call and we come back out and retreat.
Okay. So Mosquito Shield uses like a fogger?
It's backpack a fogger? Backpack blower. And
blower, okay.
It's a 5-horse, and it's unique to us. We're the only ones using this particular brand.
Uh-huh.
And we can adjust the setting for the different size of the mist droplet, depending on weather conditions, wind, and that type of thing. We spray all your foliage around all your active areas, pools, patios, decks, around the front of the house, any of your openings, front door, garage openings.
Active areas for mosquitoes or people?
Well, for people primarily.
Okay.
But we do look for places where they do harbor, shaded areas where there's moisture. We do target those areas also.
Mm-hmm. What happens if Mosquito Shield comes out to my house and you do your treatment today and it rains tomorrow?
Well, we usually we'll spray on a 10 to 17 day rotation. It does have what's called a rain shield, so it does have some residuals even after it does rain. Once it dries, it only takes about 10 to 15 minutes for the product to dry. And once it does that, it can withstand a light to a medium rain. But in that case, if it's heavy rains, we'll get back out just in a shorter period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we our product is called FlexBlend, which allows us to add other products to it. We use a larvicide, which helps actually just stop the growth of the larva.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, helps prevent them from hatching into an adult mosquito.
Does the Mosquito Shield treatments work on noceums?
It does. They're a lot harder to control.
Mm-hmm.
We don't market noceums quite as much, but it does. It's effective. We can control about 80% of them. they're just harder to control. Mm-hmm. But it does help considerably.
Right.
I know that's going to be coming up here in the spring. Those things start popping.
Yeah. So, do you have like if someone signs up with Mosquito Shield and you come out and spray, then you have the customer still experiencing mosquitoes? Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened? Can they call you up for a retreatment?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You ever get somebody who just you have to go out there all the time?
Yeah, we have a couple that are it's just a little harder case to get and kind of get everything under control. But yeah, we do a free respray policy. We'll come out and we'll look for areas, if we'll know specifically where you're having the problem, then we can kind of concentrate on those areas, or we can look at things that may be causing that. A lot of times people, anywhere there's standing water, mm-hmm. you can have mosquitoes. They can hatch off in any kind of moisture. So anytime you have even like toys that are outside, children's toys that may have rained, mm-hmm. Anything where water can pool, we'll try to walk around, look at that, and discuss that with the property owner also. Mm-hmm.
If you have Mosquito Shield and servicing your home, but your neighbor does not, are the mosquitoes from his yard going to be able to come over to your yard?
No, absolutely not. The product that we use creates a barrier around your property and will stop them from coming into your property. So more than likely, we're going to be pushing them more onto their property, mm-hmm. so that they'll be – and we do have a referral program also. So once your neighbor starts seeing how, they come over and experience no mosquitoes on your property, then you refer them to us, and we offer a $25 discount for the following year for each referral.
Mm-hmm. Some people may have some young children crawling around outside. Is the Mosquito Shield system, is it safe for kids and pets?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it does help control ticks and fleas also. We do offer a separate service, but we typically don't push that a lot because, what we use for mosquitoes will help control ticks and fleas also. And once it dries, it's safe for anybody to, mm-hmm. to reenter.
What lessons from 2017 were takeaways for Mosquito Shield here in Charleston? We had a lot of rain.
Yeah, that was the big thing with this past summer. Yeah, we got a lot
extended
of rain.
Extended season too, right? It was hot through the fall.
Yeah, we get started typically right at the beginning of April, and we'll run through November because we were actually spraying the day after Thanksgiving. This year we were out treating. Mm-hmm. But just learning how to control them a little better, in this environment, particularly with the moisture and the rain. We've got a pretty good grip on things now.
Mm-hmm. And Mosquito Shield, you folks are a national company, right? There's franchises and mm-hmm. different
yep.
markets.
We're all over north, south, all the way out to Minnesota, Texas. It's growing fast.
So the folks who created Mosquito Shield, they've got the technology down. They know exactly how to make those mosquitoes stay away.
Oh, absolutely. It took about 16 years to develop the product that we're using.
Because that's the big thing. Homeowners, they've maybe tried the mosquito magnet. I spent a few hundred dollars one time on that. Didn't seem to work very well. It's almost like if it's too good to be true, it probably isn't. So does the Mosquito Shield system really work?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and we have a money-back guarantee. So if we cannot get it under control as far as going out and doing the free retreats, then we give you money back.
Gotcha. We're not quite in mosquito season yet. So what would motivate a homeowner to pick up the phone and call Mosquito Shield now?
Well, right now we're offering the biggest discounts of the season for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
We're offering $100 off, and we do have some different payment options that are available now. Mm-hmm. That won't be once the season gets started. We have a quarterly payment option that will start in January, and then we have a monthly, which would run through the entire year. Once the season starts, typically we'll have, of course, we have the pay in full. Anybody can do that. And you always get a discount if you pay in full.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Easy 3 payments starting in April. which would break it up into three payments, and it's spread out throughout the season. Also, we'll have six payments, which is similar to a monthly payment. So mm-hmm. we try to make it easy for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And folks can also come out and talk to Mosquito Shield at the Charleston Home and Design Show January 26th through the 28th. And are you going to be having any specials or anything at the show?
We will. We'll have a show special, and we also will be giving away a free season to anybody that signs up. And everybody that does sign up will also get a free trial spray. We do that a lot. We'll come out. We'll treat it. No strings attached. Mm-hmm. We will give you a call, and see how you liked it. And we know you're going to fall in love with it. And then you'll be able to experience it, and you'll know it works. And
I would imagine that just about everyone in Charleston has had the experience of feeling sort of trapped indoors because they want to go out to their courtyard area or on their porch, and they're just getting eaten alive by mosquitoes, and so they don't feel like they can do that. So for you're really offering them giving back their freedom to enjoy their outdoor area at Mosquito Shield.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we love it. We use the term bite them back.
Right. Right.
That's good what deal. You're doing.
Well, how can folks get more information about Mosquito Shield?
You can call us. Our number is 854-444-2667. We can go to our website. It's moshield.com. Or you can contact us at info@mosquitoshieldcharleston.com.
Mm-hmm. And one last question. Are you servicing the entire Tri-County area? Are there any places you don't go?
Virtually nowhere we don't go. I mean, we're everywhere from Goose Creek, Somerville, North Charleston, all the way down to Kiowa, Seabrook, Ravenel.
Mm-hmm.
We cover all of Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, Mount Pleasant, everywhere.
Good.
We cover it all.
And you got customers in all those different areas.
We do.
Good deal. Well, that's good to know.
We're spread out everywhere.
that helps people feel good if they know that others are using Mosquito Shield.
Yep.
Well, we have been talking with Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield. And come out and see Kevin and Mosquito Shield at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 26th through the 28th at the Gilliard Center downtown. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you so much, Tim. Appreciate it.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Garden State Tile, located at 519 East Bay Street in downtown Charleston, right across from Moloff's Plumbing. And now we're talking with Marty Uchin with CertaPro Painters of Charleston. How you doing, Marty?
Hey, Tim. Thanks for having me here today, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well, Marty. Take a moment and tell everybody about CertaPro Painters of Charleston.
Sure. CertaPro Painters, we are locally owned. My wife and myself own it, and we've been serving the market with our team for the last 10 years. We are part of a national brand that was established in 1971. There's 350-plus owners of CertaPros across the United States, and as such, we have been designated as North America's most referred painting company, which is something we take a lot of pride in.
Mm-hmm. So CertaPro Painters, you folks are a national company. There's mm-hmm. franchises in mm-hmm. lots of other markets. And I would guess that one of the big advantages is that people can expect more from a painting contractor like CertaPro Painters than maybe just the independent painting contractor out there.
Yeah, there's a really strong emphasis on the national brand, and again, going back to being the most referred painting company, that doesn't come easily, and so we have. Requirements, in terms of our market, in terms of how we serve our customers and making sure we uphold that brand. But even at a local level, I personally have a vision for our company as becoming the Charleston region's most trusted painting company.
Mm-hmm.
And really that is all about the communication that we have with our customers, really there to solve problems, not just there to paint walls and to create lifelong customers.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What does CertaPro Painters of Charleston do that sets you folks apart from, say, the average painting contractor mm-hmm. company?
I think that when we go to a person's home or a place of business, we're really looking at how can we not only beautify the environment, but also to protect the environment. So it goes without saying, these are, from a homeowner standpoint, it's their largest investment they'll make in their lifetime. So when we're there, we act as more of a consultant, really, and we're looking for ways to preserve the home. That, again, goes beyond painting. We do a lot of prep work. We spend a lot of time making sure that the home is actually ready to be painted. We do carpentry repair on the outside. Quite often we see that around here where there's a lot of need for carpentry. We caulk and seam the exterior and also provide other services such as like drywall repair and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, because oftentimes there's a reason that they're calling CertaPro Painters of Charleston. Their house needs not just to be repainted, but there might be some rotting going on or some other moisture-related issues and that kind of thing. And so a homeowner can expect all of those services to be provided by CertaPro Painters. They're not going to have to hire an outside carpenter or that kind of thing.
Right. We can provide what I would call light carpentry, but that really covers all the needs that are required to prepare a home ready to be painted.
Mm-hmm. What type of paint does CertaPro Painters of Charleston mm-hmm. use?
We use only professional grade quality paint. So we use products such as Sherwin-Williams and PPG paints. But we don't buy our paint from the big box stores. We buy directly from the manufacturers or the retail outlets. And so we use, again, quality paint that's a few notches above what most homeowners might find in a big box store. And because of our national brand and our buying power, we're able to get those at very reasonable prices that we pass that on to our customers mm-hmm. in our pricing.
In Charleston, it seems like we've got a lot of projects that where there's paint failure, maybe premature paint failure. How long someone gets the exterior of their house painted? You know, on the can it says 15 year or 20 right. year or something, but it never seems to last that long before you need to get it repainted.
Well, there's a couple of things that are sometimes the cause of that. First and foremost is preparation. If you don't spend the time on preparing a home to be painted, your paint will fail. And so we take a lot of time in our prepping of a home before we actually even start painting. Sometimes we have to remind the customer because they'll see us here a whole day and they'll wonder what happened, and then we'll have to explain to them, you know, we were prepping the home, we were caulking the outside. For instance, if we're doing exterior, we're replacing or tightening some boards on the home. But prep is the most important aspect of that. And then, again, you're right. It's we're in a pretty harsh environment, and typically, from an exterior standpoint, every 5 to 7 years, your home is in need of painting. That's because of the sun that's always hitting our homes and the humidity. And if you're closer to the coast, then you have even the salt air and things of that nature that affect and diminish the life of your home's paint.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. As far as promotions go, does CertaPro Painters have any kind of promotions going on this time of year?
We run annually during the springtime. We run $200 off $2,000 projects or more for those that attend the home show and will sign up for us to come out and do a free home estimate. We'll offer a free home color consultation. So if folks are holding back because they don't quite know the paint colors that they want to choose, well, we have color consultants that we work with that can come out and do a free one-hour in-home consultation and help them get their paint selection, color selection, and things of that nature. And then the other thing that we've done at the home shows, and we're going to do it once more, is that we'll do a raffle for anyone who signs up, does an estimate, and ends up doing a project with us. At the end of the quarter, we'll look back at all those customers, and then we'll do a raffle and of those, the person that wins will get a $500 check. So we'll give them a rebate basically on their work.
Nice. Yeah. Well, how does the process work with CertaPro Painters? Someone calls you folks and take it from there. What happens?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So again, throughout the process, communication is a big aspect of what we do. And we have this motto is telling customers tell their story once. So from the minute that they call in to our number to establish a free home estimate, the person on the other end of the phone will take some basic information, address, and things of that nature, of course, and then a general scope of their project. And that information is then passed on to the assigned associate who will come out to the home and provide the free estimate. And then they'll show up. They'll already be armed with that information, and they'll collect additional information that the customer might have been thinking of since they scheduled the appointment, walk through the home with them, go through all the areas, whether it's inside or outside, point out any areas where they may be having trouble, or we may also point out areas where we think that there might be in need of more attention. Then we will collect all that information. And one thing that's interesting about our company is we do all of our estimates on the spot. So that customer will have that information available to them, the scope of the project and the price of the project, before we leave for that day.
Mm, that's handy. Do you ever get any customers who have decided to go the DIY route and then ran into some trouble and, you know, they need to bring in a professional like Certa Pro Painters?
The great thing about painting is that is the ultimate DIY activity, right? I think everybody has painted once or twice in their life. And a lot of our customers actually still continue to paint, but they'll use us for areas where hard to reach or where there's a ladder involved. And we have no problem with people wanting to break up their project and do the things that are easier to them, to help them save money on their budget and let us tackle the more difficult aspects of painting.
Mm-hmm.
But and even for the home show, I welcome all people to come by our booth, even if they're 100% DIYers and they just have a technical question or just want to have some more information about painting.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be happy to have a conversation with them.
Good deal.
But I think what one thing is that most DIYers over a period of time start to value their personal time.
Yes.
And start to make investments in the things that will give them back some of their personal time, and painting seems to be one of those.
Well, a lot of DIYers want to, they're so anxious just to get the color on the wall that they skip the thing that takes the most amount of time, which is the prep.
Right.
And you know, if whatever time you're going to invest in that project, if it doesn't live up to your expectations when it's done, then you know, you've wasted all that time and effort and money that you've put into it.
Right.
So you might as well just call a professional to begin with.
Yeah, and if one thing about us is that we offer a 2-year warranty too, so we have that to give them peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Well, how can folks get more information about Certa Pro Painters of Charleston?
Sure. They can call us locally. Our number is 843-870-7856, or they can reach us on the internet at charleston.certapro.com.
Okay, great. And come out and see Certa Pro Painters at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 26th through the 28th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we've been talking with Marty Uchin with Certa Pro Painters of Charleston. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you, Sam.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Garden State Tile, located at 519 East Bay Street, right across from Moloff's Plumbing Supply in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Jim Clark with Charleston Bath Experts. How you doing, Jim?
I'm good.
Good. Jim, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Bath Experts.
Well, Charleston Bath, we basically look at doing remodels for bathrooms, and these could be like replacing an existing tub to doing a tub to shower conversion, or redoing a shower. You know, a lot of times what we're seeing is we have bathrooms that are older. They may have had a big problem with caulking and that type of thing. They have to be recaulked all the time because they're getting moisture behind the walls, and that's what's causing that. Or they have mold. They have mold issues. And we also see water going into the grout of tile, of existing tile bathroom. So what this product does is allows us to pull all that stuff out. We can treat the wall behind it for any mold or anything that might be there, make sure that that's all clean. And then we go back in with a microband treated acrylic wall system and a new tub or shower. And that's, you know, pretty much how that works.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So your Charleston Bath Experts, you folks are removing the old tub. Maybe it's like cast iron tub and ceramic tile in the wall. Are you tearing all that out?
Yeah, we're taking all that out. You know, a lot of times in doing that, it depends on the client. So it could be as easy as taking that out and replacing it with something that's more modern, has a more decorative look to it. Or it could be for the people that are looking for the next chapter in their life, aging in place, we put in a walk-in tub, mm-hmm. which, you know, allows people to be able to stay in their home longer and you know, maybe avoid independent or assisted living a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the water intrusion that might occur through the grout and the mold issue. Sometimes people don't even realize that they have a mold problem because it's behind the tile. And how does Charleston Bath Experts address that?
Well, you know, people can really, a lot of times they can see that themselves. You know, if you look at your existing tile bathroom and you're seeing discoloration in the grout lines, or maybe there's some cracking of tile, mm-hmm. that's usually a really good indicator that something's going on behind it. If there's discoloration of the tile, you know, they keep cleaning it and it just doesn't go away, then that's a good indication that something's going on behind it. Mm-hmm. So those are things that people can identify themselves, and then they would, you know, reach out to us and be able to, you know, look at a solution to that.
What is you mentioned microban. What is microban?
Yeah, so microban, so I'm gonna by professional designation as a mechanical engineer and a board certified environmental consultant. And so we do a lot with looking at moisture mold situations. And so when I saw this product and there was nothing else out there in our market, I wanted to bring it here. And so the big thing about Charleston Bath is the products that we use are treated with microban. And the microban is an EPA-approved disinfectant that's infused in the material to prevent bacteria and mold growth. So it means that it's not going to grow on the surface of any of the products that go into that bathroom. And then it makes it, the very nature of it makes it very easy to clean, and that all you need to clean it with is vinegar and water.
Mm-hmm. What happens as you're starting the demolition and you run into something where, like, maybe the sills are rotted underneath the tub, or it requires some structural repairs?
So we have a good idea walking in, you know, what possibly we're going to look at. But you can't know everything behind the wall, mm-hmm. or what's when you pull it. But when we pull it, if we find something, and we're going to get the homeowner involved right away, and if they want us to repair it, we'll do that. If they have someone that they trust for those type of things, then, you know, we'll obviously defer to that. But the process has to stop right then to make sure that the structural integrity of the home is good, mm-hmm. and that we're not going putting this great project onto something that's not going to be able to support it long term.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So. Are there different what are the different like finishes and colors and things like that people get to choose from?
Man, they do it's a really good job on the finishes. It's basically there are close to 200 different type of color combinations, textures from a brick look to tile to really any of the newer design looks that you're seeing, as far as you may see it in the type of flooring and the flooring designs and also some of the tile designs, they're able to bring that into the acrylic product and show that as well.
Interesting. You mentioned that a lot of people are taking out the whole tub and replacing it with like a walk-in shower.
Right. Yeah. So we're getting a lot of requests for that, and it's a really a neat thing, because we're able to take a tub that was probably a little bit hard for someone to get in and get out of, and worried about tripping or falling and that type of thing. And this, the walk-in tub allows, you know, when we put that in, it allows them to have a bit of safety in going and taking a bath. And plus, they're incredible. They're heated. And then some of them have massage features, that type of thing. And it's just, it's a really good product to help someone that's, you know, not wanting to give up their home yet. They're not wanting to give up, you know, staying at home.
Gotcha. And how is there, is, does Charleston Bath Experts tout a particular time frame that the job's going to get done in?
We like to say it's 1 to 2 days. So that's typically what we're looking at.
Right.
So
that's pretty good. And, I guess what one of the things I was wondering about is so Charleston Bath Experts is not putting anything over an old tub or bathroom bathtub wall or anything like that. You folks are taking that out. What's wrong with putting something over the old bathtub area?
Yeah. So if you're talking about, you know, putting a vinyl liner mold over an existing tub, then you can have pockets of instability when you're walking around on the tub. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's a quality standard thing, mm-hmm. you know, and then, you want to make sure that when putting these things in, that you're taking everything out, that you're taking the wall out down to the studs. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, some people don't do that, and they just lay over everything that's there. So mm-hmm. the best practice is to pull everything out, be able to inspect the surfaces and everything, and then go back with green board material and then put the acrylic in.
Mm-hmm. Is the acrylic, once everything's finished and the homeowners have started bathing and showering, they go to clean the bathtub or the shower area. Is it difficult to clean, or what's involved with that?
No, I mean, it's really easy to clean. It's one of the benefits I mentioned earlier is that you basically just need vinegar and water to clean it. You don't have to use the harsh chemicals, the bleaches or anything to do that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Bath Experts?
The best way is to go to the website, and so that's www.charlestonbathexperts.com.
Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with Jim Clark with Charleston Bath Experts. Thanks so much, Jim.
All right. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Garden State Tile, located at 519 East Bay Street in downtown Charleston, right across from Moloff's Plumbing Supply. And now we're talking with Anna Jensen with Max Tricks Kids Rooms. How are you doing, Anna?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Take a moment, Anna, and tell everybody about Max Tricks Kids Rooms.
Absolutely. Max Tricks Kids Rooms is a store in Mount Pleasant. It's at 816 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. And we specialize in anything, loft bed, bunk bed, you know, kids, youth, furniture, guest room furniture. We make a solid wood product, which is really beautiful. We have a brand called Max Tricks, which is works a little bit like Lego. It's probably the best way to describe mm-hmm. it. So it really grows up with your child, which is a fantastic benefit, especially when you start a little younger and you kind of grow up all the way. And we have, you know, a beautiful showroom. We've got lots of really good options. We've got a lot of experts to help you. And we've got some super good deals, too, because we are a manufacturer of furniture. So this is actually our showroom kind of at the front mm-hmm. of the national headquarters. And a lot of people don't know that. So we're not a traditional retailer. We actually make this ourselves. And what's really great about that is that you get, you know, sometimes some really good, you know, floor models or some really good, you know, remnants that are, you know, not in our kind of national series, but that are really awesome quality and an excellent deal. So it's mm-hmm. always worth checking in and looking at it.
Yeah, that is something worth pointing out again, that Max Tricks Kids Rooms, you folks are a manufacturer of kids furniture.
That's right.
Your headquarters is in Mount Pleasant.
Yep.
Your company showroom is in Mount Pleasant, but you folks sell furniture to other furniture retailers around the country?
All over the world, actually. Yeah, we and you know, it's nice to remember because we are local. We truly are local. So, you know, a lot of people have passion for supporting local business, and we are one of them.
Right.
And it may not look like this at the first glance, but you know, we've decided to make this our home. We've decided to make this our headquarter. We employ a lot of local talent, which has been great. Yeah, and we sell all over the U.S., into Canada. We have customers overseas, you know, Asia, Europe. Mm. Yeah, I mean, it pretty much goes everywhere. We do a big chunk of e-commerce business, too. So we are a very diversified company, and our expertise really is design and manufacturing of product. Of course, we're now getting into retail, too, but what's really interesting is that because we are so well-versed in making it,
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of really good insight into how that actually follows trends, how that fits into your life, how it fits into your home, what other people, you know, could think about it, or, you know, how it really works.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really, if you're looking at your, you know, be it kids' room, guest room, or kind of small space, you know, that you want to maximize either storage or sleeping spaces in, you know, we always talk about vacation homes also as a really good opportunity to add more beds into, you know, limited space. We really are the experts at that, and we do a lot of really cool solutions for people. We can customize too, which is really interesting. So not only are we able to give you kind of like the off-the-shelf options, but we just came out with extra long beds, or extra large beds, mm-hmm. I can call it, because they are literally queen size, twin XL, full XL, which is super popular, especially with the college crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say to people, you know, before you go and shop the big box stores, why don't you give us a shot mm-hmm. when it comes to, you know, furnishing a college room or you know, a solution for a small space living, which usually is in the college world as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of what does the Maxtrix kids rooms furniture look like? Is what kind of finishes? Is it painted?
Yeah.
Is it stained?
Yeah. So we make all of our furniture out of solid wood, first of all, and Maxtrix in particular is our kind of premium line. So we make it out of solid hardwood. So we make it out of maple, which is a beautiful finish. We do finish our furniture. It's not unfinished. So we have three stains that that you can choose from, white, natural, and chestnut. And then we have espresso stain as well, available in other colors, in other brands. And we have a beautiful gray as well, available in other brands. So it's quite a wide selection of furniture available. We also do mattresses. We also do storage. We do a lot of really cute seating sets that come in lots of different colors. So yeah, it's a quality hardwood that lasts, which is very important. If you have a system that grows up with your child, you want to make sure it doesn't ding and dent and peel and all that stuff. So we are very careful about that. And yeah, it's nice. You know, we have a natural product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always say to people, the trend, of course, has been very natural. You know, people like to be responsible and buy natural things. What's really cool about the Maxtrix brand is that you can reuse it over time. So it's not just natural, but it's also sustainable in the broadest sense. So, you know, not only can you buy something today that has lasting value, but, you know, just by adding a couple of, you know, leg extensions or a ladder or something like that, you can really use it for a very extended period of time and reuse components over and over again. And to me, that personally is very important. And I think it's a compelling message for people. So I just wanted mm-hmm. to make sure I mentioned
mm-hmm.
that.
Gotcha. I've been to the Maxtrix showroom when you've had customers with children.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a playground.
Yeah. We always make the 5-minute joke because it's literally like the mommies have to go like 5 more minutes,
uh-huh.
you know. And we welcome people coming in and just checking it out, you know. It's a very friendly and very fun place to be.
Talk about some of the specific features of,
sure.
of your beds that make them so much fun for the kids.
Like, let's start with slides. How about that?
Okay.
So we do a lot of beds with slides, bunk beds with slides, loft beds with slides. We have play spaces, like play curtains, really cute kind of toddler and or, you know, preschool, you know, first, second, third grade type of solutions that are really colorful and fun, and that you can then, once your little princess maybe is not so little anymore, take off and actually really grow up into kind of a more, you know, call it study or storage solution or an elevated solution, even taller as he or she grows up. But what I think really makes our store attractive for kids is just the variety of cool play options, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, a kid will come in and just, like, attack the play loft, you know, slide up and down and do all kinds of fun stuff, and then just, like, throw themselves onto the bunk bed and throw themselves onto the next bunk bed. And they just have, you know, I mean, of course, we make kids' furniture, so by definition, we specialize in creating great, comfortable spaces for children. But it's really gratifying when you see that actually comes to life. And, you know, we put toys and, you know, all kinds of fun little, you know, crayons and things like that out there so that they have a great time and mommy can actually have a conversation, mm-hmm. You know, with the people if she has any questions to be answered. The other thing that we do, just talking about making it a fun place for kids, is we have a lot of cool events. So this coming Saturday, when this show airs, we have a book reading in the store. And if you follow us on our Facebook page or if you sign up to our newsletter, which you can do on maxtrixkidsrooms.com, and Facebook is at maxtrixkidsrooms, mm-hmm. Just check us out and kind of follow us along because we have local authors coming in. We do. We did a summer party. We did a Santa thing. We did we do things all the time, and you know pajama parties and you know movie things. Like it goes on and on and on. And the reason why we do that is because we have space, right? Like we have quite a bit of space, and we love to use it. You know, we love to collaborate with people who need the space to give them a bit of a break, you know, so that they can display their products or books or whatever they want, and make it really a fun experience for everybody, you know? So this is a very friendly and fun place to come to, with or without your children. And by the way, for any of those moms out there who have babies, changing rooms in the men's and the women's bathroom, mm-hmm. okay? So feel free to use it. You're always welcome to, if you're in a pinch, Maxtrix Kids Rooms will save you from those diaper disasters. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. So right. Very important for us to give some service to the community on that front too.
Well, we're almost out of time, but I did want to mention this is a really good time to be buying some kids' furniture for Max Trix because everyone's thinking about organizing and trying to find space for everything. And that's one of the great things about Max Trix Kids Rooms is there's a lot of storage and toy organization solutions, right?
Yes, and we have a sale going on right now because it's the beginning of the year, so we're doing a bit of a clear out. So come and check out the super specials that are going on for a limited period of time. So come in the store and check it out.
And very quickly, I understand Max Trix Kids Rooms is going to your furniture is going to make an appearance on The Price is Right.
Yes, so stay tuned for that. That'll be sometime in February. I have to find out the exact date, but we will be on The Price is Right. And yeah, you can see those products live in our store at 816 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, right in the heart of Mount Pleasant. Check us out online, www.maxtrixkidsrooms.com.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Anna Jensen with Max Trix Kids Rooms. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you. Talking about a home, talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday